Ferris. When the gods withdrew, they left Ahriman to watch the Titans for eternity. As the eons passed, strange creatures emerged from the blood of the Titans. This shocked Ahriman, who hastily informed the gods that the Titans showed signs of return. When the living gods came to see the new creatures, they were not afraid as they had been with the Titans. They were enamored. These curious creatures were the last remnants of the Titans' dying thoughts, given form. What better tribute to the gods' victory than to have these creatures worship their greatness? Though intrigued, the living gods did not fully trust these creatures, so they created Ferris to watch and guide them along a path set forth by them. Ferris would teach the ones who could be taught, and commune with the ones who could not. He would spread his light across the sky, softer than Ahriman, but no less important. The sky was full now. Ahriman would cause the day. Ferris would cause the night. Whereas Ahriman's rays would spear into one's soul, Ferris would bathe them in gentle quiet. And he too would watch.